Osho, you said the other day to ignore negative mind contents and not give energy to them. I find it difficult to stay on the razor's edge of ignoring without falling into suppressing and thus putting things back into the unconscious. Can you please tell me how to discriminate between these two?
You already know it. Your question contains the discrimination. You know perfectly well when you are ignoring and when you are suppressing. Ignoring simply means not paying attention to. Something is there, let it be there. You are unconcerned this way or that, whether it should remain or go. You have no judgment. You have simply accepted it is there, and it is none of your business whether it should be there or not. Suppressing, you are taking active part. You are wrestling with that energy. You are forcing it into unconscious. You are trying that you should not be able to see it anywhere. You want to know that it is no more there. For example, anger is there. Just sit silently and watch that the anger is there. Let it remain how long it can remain. Do you think it is something immortal, eternal? Just as it has come, it will be gone. You simply wait. You don't do anything about it. For or against. If you do something for, you are expressing it. And when you are expressing it, you are getting into a mess. Because the other person may not be a meditator. Most probably, he will not. He will also react with greater rage. Now you are in a vicious circle. You are angry, you make the other angry, and you go on becoming angry with each other more and more. Sooner or later, your anger will become almost a solid rock of hatred, violence. And while you are moving this vicious circle, you are losing consciousness. You may do something for which you will repent later on. You may murder, you may kill, or at least you may attempt. And after the episode is over, you may wonder that I had never thought that I can murder somebody. But you created the energy. Energy can do anything. Energy is neutral. It can create, it can destroy. It can light your house, it can put your house on fire. Ignoring means you are not doing anything about it. The anger is there, just take note of it, that anger is there. Just the way you see a tree is there outside, do you have to do something about it? A cloud is moving in the sky, do you have to do something about it? It is also a cloud moving on the screen of your mind. So watch, let it move. And it is not a question of being on a razor's edge. Don't make small things into big things. This is a very small thing and can be done very simply. Just you have to accept that it is there. And don't try to remove it. Don't try to act upon it, and don't feel ashamed that you are angry. Even if you feel ashamed, you have started acting. Cannot you be a non-doer? Sadness is there, anger is there, just watch. And be ready for a surprise, that if you can watch and your watchfulness is uncontaminated, is pure, that you are really not doing anything but simply looking at, the anger is slowly will pass by. The sadness will disappear. And you will be left with such a clean consciousness. You were not so clean before, because the possibility of anger was there. Now that possibility has become actual, and it has gone with the anger. You are far more cleaner. You were not so silent, so peaceful. Now you are. Sadness has taken some energy that would not have allowed you a deep sense of happiness. It would have clouded your consciousness, and all other negative emotions are eating your energy. And they are all there because you have repressed them. So you don't let them out. You have closed the door and you have put them into the basement. They cannot even escape, even if they want to escape. You won't let them out. And they will disturb your whole life. In the night, they will become nightmares, ugly dreams. In the day, they will affect your actions. And there is always a possibility some emotion may become too big to control. You have been repressing and repressing and repressing, and the cloud is becoming bigger. And a point comes that you cannot control it anymore. Then something happens which the world will see that you are doing it, but only those who know can see you are not doing it. You are under a very great impulsive force. You are behaving like a robot. You are helpless. You are murdering. You are raping. You are doing something ugly. But in fact, you are not doing it. You have collected all that material which has become so powerful that now it can force you to do things. Things in spite of you, things against you, even while you are doing it, you know it is not right. You know that I should not be doing it, that why I am doing it, but still you will do it. Many murderers in many courts of the world have said very honestly that they have not murdered. But the court cannot believe, the law cannot believe. I can believe, because the court and the law are all primitive. They have not come to maturity. They have not yet been psychologically based. They are simply revenge of the society, worded into beautiful words, but it is really nothing but the same thing the man has done. He has murdered, now the society wants to murder him. He was alone, but the society has the law, the court, the police, the jail, and it will go through all in a long ritual to prove to itself that we are not murdering the man. We are simply trying to prevent crime. But this is not the fact. If you want to prevent the crime, then your law should be based more on psychology psychoanalysis, meditation, then you will be able to see that no man has ever done anything wrong. Just your whole society is wrong, because it teaches people to repress, and when they repress, there comes a point that their repression starts overflowing, and they are simply helpless. They are victims. All your criminals are victims, and all your judges and all your politicians and priests are criminals. But this has been going on for centuries, so it has become almost accepted. Don't do anything, just ignore. And it is not difficult, it is a very simple phenomenon. For example, this plant is here, cannot you ignore it? Have you to do something about it? There is no need to do anything about it. Just take the contents of your mind from a distance, just a little distance, so that you can see that this is anger, this is sadness, this is anguish, this is anxiety, this is worry, and so on, so forth. Let them be there. I am unconcerned. I am not going to do anything for or against. And they will start disappearing. And if you can learn a simple thing of letting these things disappear from the conscious, you will have such a clarity of consciousness. Your vision, so penetrating, your insight so far-reaching, not only it will change your individuality, it will allow the repressed contents in the unconscious to surface, seeing that you have learned not to repress. Things are moving out. They want to go out into the world. Nobody wants to live in your basement in the darkness. Seeing that you are allowing things to move out, they need not wait for the night when you are asleep. They will start coming up. You will see them coming up from the basement of your being and moving out from your consciousness. Slowly your unconscious will be empty. And this is the miracle, the magic, that if the unconscious is empty, the wall between the conscious and unconscious collapses, it all becomes consciousness. First you had only 1/10 of your mind conscious. Now you have all 10 parts together conscious. 10 times more conscious. And the process can go deeper. It can release collective unconscious. The key is the same. It can release the cosmic unconscious. And if you can clean the whole unconscious parts below your consciousness, you will have such a beautiful awareness that to enter into the superconscious will be as easy as a bird taking on the wing. It is your open sky. Just you are so loaded, so much weight that you could not fly. Now there is no weight. You are so light that gravitation loses its force over your mind. You can fly to the superconscious, to the super collective conscious, to the cosmic conscious. Godliness is within your reach. Just you have to release the devils that you have been keeping in your consciousness, forcing them into unconsciousness. Release those devils and the godliness is within your reach. And both things can happen together. As the lower part is cleaned, the upper world becomes available to you. And remember, again I say, it is a simple process.